A new day has arrived.
It's a brand new day.
A day where the best content across the sports landscape finds a permanent radio destination.
Welcome home.
Nice new digs.
We have designed for you a map, a sports map.
Look, a map.
In which all roads lead here. The Sports Map Radio Network.
A map. Good idea.
Welcome, America, to Sports Map Radio.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up, Cole!
This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
And a good Monday to you. It is Wake Up Call of the Sports Map Radio Network. Last hour, we talked to Mad Dog Chris Russo about Major League Baseball. Good weekend for it. I know the Marlins problem is going to be an issue for the sport, but nevertheless, it's back. And it's going. And we'll see where it goes. One of the things that we talked about, though, is that, yeah, it was hard to get used to no fans in the stands, right? But I didn't miss it. I watched a couple of games this weekend. I didn't miss it, per se. I didn't wish there were fans when I was watching the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets or any of the games that I was catching over the weekend. But I do think in October it does become important. And yes, are cities that are going to be in playoff mode going to have that extra energy? Of course, where you're going to have everybody talking about the team, even people that are not in the sports media, kind of buzzing about what the game will be like tonight or what matchups will be working for you tonight. But when you get to the stadium and there's nobody there and it's baseball and it is a game seven or it is a deciding game or it is a championship level game, and you realize that you're not getting the energy from a Yankee Stadium or Dodger Stadium or a Minute Maid Park and any sort of home run explosion of energy that you would anticipate, like when Jose Altuve hit that home run against the Yankees, and it's missing and it's dead. That's when we'll realize we don't have fans in stands. That's when we'll realize the importance of having ticket-buying public in your arena. All right, we'll talk about what's going on in the NBA bubble next as we continue along in this Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is the Sports Map Radio Network. Check us out at sportsmapradio.com and also check out sportsmap.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. Then that's Ron with two N's. The NBA got a little bit of good news in their bubble. Zion returned from his personal escape. We didn't know when he was coming back, and like nobody had any timeline for Zion's needing to leave for whatever personal reason he had to attend. But it made people a little panicky because part of the reason that 22 teams are in Orlando is because the Pelicans have an outside chance of making the playoffs, and Zion is being a chance.
They have no chance.
They're 3.5 games out with eight more left. There's no chance they're getting in. There's a bunch of other teams that are vying for that 8 spot too. But you want to put Zion in where you have an attentive audience, right? You have people tuning in to get basketball back in their lives. You want Zion in Orlando.
Yeah, and a month from now, they'll just expand the playoffs.
Right. They'll just say, oh, yeah, by the way, instead of 8 teams per conference, we'll just take everybody. Why not? You're all here to begin with. We got the protocol in place. What if we open up the theme park to you? Would that be okay? Just stick around a little while longer. So he did come back. He'll quarantine for a couple of days, and he'll be able to join the Pelicans because they get things started on Thursday. But Lou Williams has got to sit out 10 days for not only disappearing, but he got a permission. He left and he had permission. But he went to the strip club in Atlanta. So he went to Magic City, which is a famous strip club in Atlanta. But here was the funny part of that story. There was an Instagram photograph of him at the strip club in Atlanta.
And so they caught him and they were like, what were you doing there? And he's like, I love the food. The food's the best at Magic City. And so basically he got called out because, you know, there was a picture of him there and the NBA found out you're not going to get anything by these people. The NBA is going to monitor everything they possibly can when you're outside this bubble. If you say you're going to go to a funeral or you're dealing with a sick relative or you're going to this city, believe me, you better go to that city and hang out there, because if they find out you go somewhere else, one, they're not going to be happy. Two, they're going to put you in quarantine for 10 days. If you go to a strip club, is that 10 days? You got a quarantine? You know, Zion's like, personal reason, tested negative the whole time I was outside the bubble. I'm good to go. I can now just quarantine for a few days and be right back with my team. Yeah, Lou Williams is going to be out 10 days for the Clippers because he took a trip to Magic City. And by the way, which one funny part about that, when he said how great the food, he said Magic City, again, famous strip club in Atlanta, was his favorite restaurant in the world. Now, have you ever heard of a strip club being the best restaurant you've ever eaten at? In your entire life?
That's what I tell my wife all the time.
Right? Isn't that how that goes?
Yeah. I mean, how many times always have a hankering for a free cheeseburger with my lunchtime meal.
Or microwave nachos? Because those are delicious. Why not get some of those?
Now, you're saying that, but there is, on Yelp, they do have some positive reviews.
Yeah, people say how good their food is.
It really is kind of fun. I guess people do actually go there for the food, and the entertainment is the
bonus.
Why
not? If you own a club and you say to yourself, look, I got high-end clients that come here, rappers, sports stars, athletes, celebrities, they all go to that place. It's famous. It's a famous strip club. You might as well invest in high-quality food. They're not going to take just, again, microwave nachos and some cheeseburgers on a flat top. You might as well say, look, enjoy the show and our fine cuisine. Why not? But I saw this on Twitter over the weekend. I wish I could give it proper credit, but I got to say it anyway because that's funny. They said the fact that Magic City has great food reminds you that at one time Playboy had some really good articles. They did. Like, Playboy had great articles, but you couldn't admit that you read the magazine for the articles.
That became the running joke. It's like, right. I pick up on Playboy because I read it for the articles.
And then people are like, ah, ha, ha. But they had some really good reporters that did some really good stuff for many, many, many years. They had some,
the best interviews.
Their interview segment was some of the best openness that you would find from celebrities that you'd find anywhere across the globe. You could get politicians, actors, singers, anybody, athletes, anybody that would sit down for the Playboy interview, and they would open up to them unlike anywhere else, to any other form of media. And they were great reads. They were really, really great reads. So maybe that's the same analogy. Hey, listen, I remember I told you this story. When I was in Colorado Springs, we used to do remotes at this strip club, and the owner kept telling me over and over again he had the best cheeseburgers in the city. And I remember going, okay. I said, we'll put that in the copy, best cheeseburger. But he was really proud of them. I mean, he was really proud of those cheeseburgers. And they were good. They were good cheeseburgers. So maybe Magic City's got good cuisine. Lou Williams better hope so, because 10 days in quarantine and the ire of your teammates while you're in quarantine as they get ready to start the season.
Not only that, but those are probably going to end up being the most expensive chicken wings on the planet.
$100,000 fine.
$150,000.
$150,000
fine. Don't forget
fine.
That five.
Right. Don't forget, yeah, well, listen, I mean, after... Once you hit the six figures, right, what difference does it make?
It's just all couch cushion change at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, $150,000 fine. What hurts more, the $150,000 fine or the extra 10 days staying in your hotel room and nowhere to go?
Now, does it affect the Clippers in their playoff run? No, because he's in the 10 days during the regular season where they're just kind of finishing this bad boy out till they get to the playoffs. But I think there's a little embarrassment involved. I mean, I think there is a little... All right.
A little shame.
Yeah. All right. I went to Magic City. Okay. What do you want me to do? All would go to Magic City, too, if you had a chance.
Is it considered a walk of shame at this point?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if the other players are like, Magic City, all right. Way to go, Lou. Magic, of course you did. Absolutely. If that's how they're doing it, or if you get like, you know, Kawhi Leonard's like, I can't believe one of my teammates put our season at risk by going to Magic City of all places. You have no idea which one. Right? I mean, Michael on Twitter, who lives in Atlanta. Okay, you guys talk me into it. I'll take one for the team and go to Magic City, perform the taste test, and send you a report.
Attaboy.
Come on, Michael. That's exactly why you're here. You're part of the team now.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see whatever they serve. Whatever their specialty is, let me know.
Well, no, we're talking food, though.
Yeah, food only. Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I don't need to get any more trouble than I already did this weekend by playing golf. I got to tell you this real quick. I told my wife I was going to the driving range for a few minutes. When I got to the driving range, it was closed. But the lady said, hey, we're not busy. I can get you on for 9 holes for the same amount of price as the driving range. And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. But I didn't tell my wife I was doing that. So she was like wondering where I was all Saturday. And I was like, yeah, I played 9 holes instead of just hitting a bucket. So I'm already in a little bit of hot water. So I don't need to be in more hot water by what you may send me on your research visit to Magic City on Twitter. I don't need that.
Well, you know what? If he does send us photos, you got to label it NSFW.
That's right.
Let us know ahead of time. So then we know to go into the closet to look at the slides.
Exactly. But listen, in all seriousness, the NBA is going to start Thursday, and I give them a lot of credit for what they've done here. I've been saying it since I was a doubter. I'll admit, I was a doubter. I was like, how are you going to make this work? This bubble, I mean, I've been to Disney World many, many, many times. I know the resort. I know how you can isolate yourself in that resort. It's got all the amenities within in itself without needing the city of Orlando. It's got its own power. It's got its own water. It really is an identity of its own. So I knew that was a possibility, but I said, look, you got all of these ball players and you're going to put them in these hotels and they're going to be bored out of the gazord and they're going to look to escape and they're going to look to get out of there and they're going to look to try to bring friends inside the bubble. And the NBA is going to be solid on this. They can't have any wiggle room. They're going to have to stick to this protocol, even if it means certain players, right? Now, Lou Williams is not on top of that list, but he was the 6th man of the year. But you've got to be able to do that to Lou Williams like you would to anybody else. Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George, anybody that's involved in this, you've got to be able to say, no, we don't care. We don't care how important you are at whatever point in this tournament these occur. You sneak out, you go off to some club because you can't stand being at the Contemporary for a day longer. You're out 10 days. You're quarantining for 10 days. This is no joke. And if this affects the way the playoffs go down, it affects the way the playoffs go down. Let's see if they stick to it. Let's see if this is what they'll do if Giannis decides to sneak out and go to downtown Orlando or somebody else does the same thing.
Or obviously they can get in trouble for ordering from like Postmates or
That happened to the one player that went out to go get to-go food.
But I don't think he got fined or he got quarantined.
No. He didn't. He didn't get fined the $150,000. But I also think, too, that one of the problems that they had with him is that if you're a player and you say to the team in the league, look, I have to leave. I have to go to Charlotte, North Carolina to attend my grandfather's funeral. And then I'm going to be there for 3 days. And then I'm going to come right back. Okay? They need to know your tracking. They need to know where you are, who you're around, and then you come back. What angered them was that's exactly where Lou Williams was going to, I think, a funeral. He's leaving for personal reasons, but then sidetracked that and went to Magic City where he was photographed and then put on Instagram, and then that's where they caught him. And I think they were sending a message. Look, guys, be as serious about this as we are. Do we want to be in Orlando playing in front of nobody? Of course not. Do we want to quarantine you for some of you for up to 3 months? Of course not. But we are taking this virus seriously. We're taking your safety seriously. So when you do ask to leave, don't be boogieing off around the country to strip clubs and then coming back and saying you didn't. Because we'll find out. And when we find out, this is where we're going to hit you. We're going to hit you in your pocketbook and 10 days. You don't get to do anything with your team for 10 days. Sit in that room and stew about what you did. That's what they're doing. And again, if they stay consistent and they do this with Giannis, LeBron, if any of these other superstars get mixed up in doing that, then I'll give Adam Silver a huge congratulations on pulling this thing off.
I think they have to.
Absolutely have to.
The only problem is now I want it. I want LeBron to step out. I want Giannis to step out just to see them do it. Just to see them, guys, you go to your room.
Can you imagine Adam Silver at like a virtual press conference? We have decided to quarantine Giannis for 10 days for sneaking out and going to Wet n Wild, whatever it is. I mean, it's...
Why are you making it so PC for him? Giannis might want to have some chicken wings at Magic City. You don't know.
That's right. I. You're very true. I shouldn't just say that Giannis would go to a fun water park in downtown Orlando. Instead, I should say have some chicken wings in Magic City.
He might want some. Apparently they're really good.
Apparently they're good, right? I've been looking at those Yelp reviews, too.
$150,000 worth of good.
All right, we got the good, the bad, the dumb coming up this hour as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio Network.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up in 13 minutes on Wake Up Call. O'Reilly Auto Parts will help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, save 15% when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and two Brake Best rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So one of the wrinkles of the Major League Baseball season, besides these 60 games, besides the expanded playoffs, has been the addition of a runner at second base into extra innings. We saw a couple of games go with that over the weekend. Mike Clevinger of the Cleveland Indians said it was the wackiest thing he ever seen, but I don't think he used wacky. But it is one of those things that's going to take some getting used to. Baseball doesn't want 19-inning marathons. They don't want games to go much longer than they possibly can. So they put this wrinkle in extra innings. You get a runner on second base to start the extra inning. Each team will get to do that. Now, look, we've had a big debate during this sort of time off or time away from sports to evaluate what the restart of all of these sports is going to look like. And in the end, can we accept the champions that are coming from these sports? The NBA team that emerges a champion holding the Larry O'Brien Trophy in Orlando, will it go down in history as just another championship with special circumstances, or will we debate the validity of that championship? And I said, look, the season is the season. Whatever disrupts it, whatever bogs it down, if in the end you hold a tournament and in the end the champion is crowned, that's the champion. The 1982 NFL strike, the 1999 lockout in the NBA, baseball went on strike in 81 and missed about 50 games. We've had work stoppages before, all because of labor, and this is something different. No, we haven't boogied everybody to one location for a tournament or two locations like the NHL, or tried to figure out how a new structured season/postseason is going to look. But I will say one thing. I don't see very many fans lining up to say, yeah, this is great. This is super. Just add an unwanted base runner on second base to dead. No reason being there in the first place other than the rules dictated. He didn't earn it by hitting a double. He didn't earn it by, you know, getting a walk and stealing a base or getting a single and stealing a base. He's just placed there as part of the game. And let me tell you the outcry that's going to happen when a game seven is decided by that particular quirk in the rule. Now, obviously, the winning team and the winning fans won't care. But watch the baseball purists go nuts if a playoff series is decided by this. Because it is one thing to say, look, we've lost a portion of the game due to work stoppage or a virus or some other reason. But we restarted and we put together the playoffs and we ran through the tournament and we've come up with a champion. And that champion now is in our history books as a champion. You may accept it, not accept it based on the circumstances, but historically that'll be the case. But fans will be willing to do that. But I'm telling you, they'll be bogged down. The purists and even people who are a step below that, who love baseball for what it is, may not be totally crazy about the stringence of the tradition, willing to accept a few changes. But an unwarranted player on second base, a player that absolutely doesn't belong there and for any other circumstances, right, is not going to sit well if a game is decided by that. Especially if you get a game where the pitching in the latter part of those innings, right, the relief pitching is really good. If you're getting good performances from your bullpen and one guy at second base scores on some bloop single in the bottom of the 13th and the guy on second just trots home, it's going to feel like the game has been cheapened in some capacity. Now, I would take it out and see where you go with it. I mean, if I'm Rob Manfred, I'd say, look, I need every game to be decided in some capacity, but we don't have a lot of 17-inning games. We don't have a lot of 21-inning games. Those are actually rare. So let's take our chances and see. Let's not go completely to the deep end of the swimming pool on this.
Well, why not do this? Why not, you know, with placing a base runner on second, Why can't we do that, say, if it reaches inning 14 or 15?
Well, that's a good point. Let's play some extra inning games just to see
where it's going. Like
and if
you
we
said,
reaches the if we reach a point of insanity, then let's go down that road.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you said, you know, most extra inning games, they wrap up in like 10, 11 innings. And
right.
It's very rare that we have an 11 inning game.
Yeah, it's very rare we have one of those marathon games because we can remember most of them that have happened.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's not like, but maybe once a year we get a game that's goes beyond 15 innings.
Yeah. Like, imagine if the NBA said, look, we don't want players on the court during COVID, so any foul that's committed in the final 2 minutes of the game is automatically 5 points for the other team. We're just going to add 5 points on the scoreboard to the other team. So if you commit a foul in the final minute of the game, the other team just gets 5 points for no reason. Nobody in the box score is going to get attributed to it. We're just going to click the little clicker 5 times, so don't foul, so we'll all get out of here. So the final 2 minutes of an NBA game doesn't take a half an hour.
Or if we did this like 10 years ago, it's like, you know, guys, we're sick and tired of Hack-a-Shaq.
Right.
Anytime you hack Shaq, he gets 2 points automatically.
He just gets 2 points, 2 made free throws without going to the line. Right? We'd lose our minds. We'd say, look, that's not part of this of the game. Look, you want to manipulate the season because of the fine. You want to take postseason and add a couple of teams, fine. You want to change the tournament structure, we can accept that. But once you start manipulating the rules to accommodate this virus, I think we all have to hold ourselves back and go, wait. Is it necessary? Don't just give us the standard answer, we want games to be over with quickly. As you and I discussed last week, when you add more teams to this playoff rush, you're going to see a lot of overmanaging here from a lot of ball clubs all throughout the season. You're going to see a lot of pitching changes. You're going to see a lot of guys going, look, I'm going to go the lefty-righty matchup, where if it was game 127 and I'm out of the postseason, I don't care about. But because I'm 2 games out of the final spot with 2 weeks left, yeah, I'm going to bring in pitcher for this guy and then another pitcher for the next guy. And we're just going to extend the game that way. So, I think they're going to manipulate the rules that you got to pitch to a certain number of players. But still, they'll do it after the 3 minimum.
Well, they could. You know what they could do?
You're going to see managers overmanage with a playoff race in September.
You know what I could see happening is pulling one of these situations where you want a pitcher, you want to bring a pitcher in specifically for this guy, right? But he has to pitch to three guys. What if you put him all of a sudden like, okay, you know what? I wanted him for this guy, but there's the next guy up. I want to bring this pitcher in. So I'll take this pitcher who just pitched. You only pitched to one batter. I'll throw him in right field.
Yeah. Oh, what a nice little wrinkle there, Ron Culver.
You know,
my brain is already trying to process how that will
work. Put him in right field. You haven't taken him out of the game. He still technically has to pitch to two guys, unless there's in the rule books that you have to pitch to three guys in a row. But you might not have to. It might just be, you know, you have to pitch to three guys in the game. It's not an inning, right?
Right. Well, again, overall point is, because everyone's going to be in the postseason race, you're going to see some overmanaging that's just naturally going to extend the game. So your worry about these games going way too long, wait till it reaches a point where it's a little bit too long, right? When you're a little nervous when we've gone into 13, and then maybe do it that way. But keep the game the way we know it in the first few innings of extra innings so that the whole, all these extra inning games aren't sort of manipulated by this weird rule that baseball's not going to implement when we're all back to normal. If this rule is intact, when we're back to normal, when we've got a vaccine and COVID is kind of one of those memories that we have, if baseball's still doing this nonsense, I'll be shocked. I don't think they want this. I don't think they want this sort of quirkiness to their sport. Again, a runner on second base that doesn't really belong there other than the rule just places them there. You go to second. Why? This is the way it is. Okay, well, I didn't earn it. No, it doesn't matter. You don't have to earn it. That's how we do things now. All right. Just because of a virus. Because we want to, you know, the game, we want the game to end a half an hour or an hour earlier. All right, Good, the Bad, and the Dumb coming up next is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's the Monday edition, which means we've had a whole weekend of stories that have popped up. We start with the good, so we get the good of the day. What is it, Mr. Culver?
I had thought about jumping into soccer for you.
Oh, well, because I know that's where you tend to go.
I tend to go there sometimes. You know, I was going to talk about Manchester United making the Champions League, or the fact that local team here in Houston, Houston Dash, winning the NWSL. Well, I guess I did throw those in there anyways.
Wait, NWSL had its championship?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Congratulations to the Dash.
I don't know if it's a championship. They finished their tournament.
Okay.
And we have to give them credit where credit's due because they were the first professional sports back.
Right.
Back in end of June, I guess.
Okay.
In Salt Lake City.
That's right. They were.
But the Houston Dash won it all. But really what I want to talk about is my Dodgers.
All right. Let's go.
Will Smith decapitated a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, how great is this?
What was that, Saturday night? But what I love most, okay, first of all, you know, just so you guys aren't worried, he didn't really kill someone. He hit a home run. It hit one of the cardboard cutouts that's in the outfield, and it literally snapped the head back. Broke the neck of a fan.
Does he get the ball?
Well, that's what he's wondering. And I thought, you know, this is a great marketing opportunity for all of MLB.
Right. Why wouldn't you give the fan whose picture it is the ball?
I mean, you know, if you hit, you know, what it reminds me of is Bull Durham. If you hit the cow,
right.
you get a free steak.
Yeah,
if you hit the grass, you get salad.
Yeah. I think if you're a cutout and you get a home run, you should get a prize pack. Not just the ball, but a little prize pack.
Right, because, I mean, how that's not going to happen often.
Why can't these teams make T-shirts or other gear that kind of talks about the COVID, makes a little fun of it, you know, just something for history's sake. So, like, you know, I caught the ball and have your cutout with the broken into pieces. Yeah, I mean, something. I don't know. I mean, let the marketing departments figure that out. But do a little COVID-19 prize pack for the fan who gets hit.
Yeah, I'm going to take it a step further. I want to see more creativity out of these boards now, out of these cardboard cutouts. I mean, I'm still not a fan of them. It's still hard to get used to. It's just weird. I mean, you know, I think I'd rather see an empty stadium. But if we're going to have cardboard cutouts, I want some creativity now. Somebody's got to put, you know, like have a shirt on with the big old target on it.
Yeah, right.
And say, hit it here.
Exactly. So I think it's a good idea for baseball. Look, we're all going to embrace this, right? We're all going to look at this differently. No fans. This, how different. Let's have some fun with it. Why not?
We're going to get used to it.
They're going to get used to it.
I mean,
exactly.
There's nothing after 2 months, we won't even notice. I mean, after a week in a baseball, there were times I didn't even notice that there weren't any fans.
Oh, God, no.
You kind of just get sucked into the game, and it isn't really until they hit a foul ball, and you're like, God, no one is running after that ball.
Exactly, right? There's nobody who's like, oh, in the seats, and there's a fan rolling over to get that. You know,
like, I saw one. It cracked me up. I saw a foul ball, went down the first baseline, and went foul, obviously. There were two the grounds crew guys, or whatever they are. They're the guys who jump out and grab the foul ball when it's in foul territory so the outfielders don't have to run over and grab it. The foul ball ended up behind them. They just kind of looked to see where it landed, and neither one of them moved.
Yeah,
they just right. left it there. And I'm like, man, that will take some getting used to, because usually you have, you know, a 30-year-old adult punching a kid for a foul ball.
Here's a quick question: important home run balls that are hit during COVID, are they more valuable on the baseball market?
I would say yeah, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It actually
so,
would be
like,
easier. It would be easier to get. I mean,
maybe not.
Probably go right to the athlete.
Like, let's say the Rays beat the Yankees in a playoff series, and Kevin Kiermaier hits the game-winning walk-off home run to an empty Tropicana Field. Does somebody want that ball? I know I use the Rays, and they're not like a screaming fan base, but would somebody want that ball and pay money for it?
All right, for example, Miguel Cabrera.
Okay.
All right. He, I don't know if he's hit, I don't know when this list was updated last, but he is currently at 477 in home runs.
That's even a better one, right?
Now, in a shortened season, that might be kind of tough for him to get to, what, get 23 more?
Okay, but let's say he does.
Let's say he does.
Does the fact that it's COVID and it's a special weird year, does that make that ball more valuable in the baseball auction market?
It just might.
It might. There's some special circumstances to the baseball season.
Or actually, here's one. When Albert Pujols.
He needs
four more home runs to pass Willie Mays.
That's right. So this is really going to be
tested. That one really can happen.
That's even better. That's even better. That's kind of the example.
Yeah, that one. That actually means something, right?
Look at the difference between you and I on that example. You found Albert Pujols needing four home runs to be historically even more significant than he already is. I went Kevin Kiermaier hitting a home run for the Rays.
Well, those, you know, everyone
totally
wants to see
different circumstances.
Everybody wants to see Kevin Kiermaier.
Right, exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, it's kind of tough. We do have to bring it up, but Regis Philbin passed away.
This is so sad. Oh,
that one kind of, I didn't even know if he was sick or something, you know. And what I hate still is when you see a celebrity death, the first thing you look for was like, hey, was it Corona?
That's true. That is true.
We're still doing it. Yeah, after all this time, we're still doing it.
Regis was a one-of-a-kind television personality.
He was. 60-year
really
career.
Yeah, he was. His array of talent that he had hosting different things and different sort of, what do you call them, shows, right? Whether it's a game show or a talk show or a different kind of shows, it really unparalleled. The fact that you could stay relevant in this industry for 60 years, to have people still want to listen to what you have to say or how you do things, is very, very impressive. He deserved every accolade that came his way this weekend from everyone across the media world, and even fans who just enjoyed him, watching him with Kathy Lee back in the day and Kelly, and then Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and all of the different things he's done over his
and then
career.
just appearing out of nowhere, and always like a lot of times he'd be in a sitcom, but he'd always be playing himself.
That's right.
And I mean, he's an icon. What he reminds me of is he might be like one of the last guys that you can trace back to like the Rat Pack days.
Right.
I mean, I know he wasn't part of the Rat Pack, but he was part of that genre.
Part of that era, right? I mean, part of the era of being in television when it's, you know, really moving and taking off across the country and becoming a staple in everybody's life. He had a great career, and you're right, it was sad. And it came out, like you said, it came out of nowhere. There wasn't like a report that he was ill or he was in, you know, a little bit of a health trouble or whatever. Just you wake up and there it is.
I think also part of the problem was I didn't realize he was that old.
Oh, 88. That's the other thing. Right?
88's a good life, but he always seemed much younger than that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, 100% correct. 100% correct. I never could peg him what age he was. So that's a good point. Yeah, it was kind of sad. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
Well, I was going to say this guy is back, but it's probably a situation where he actually has never left us.
Which is?
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball is back.
Yes.
Well, we never really left. You're right.
He never really left. He kind of disappears from time to time.
Right.
Let's go in the Wayback Machine back to when Lonzo Ball was breaking into the NBA, and he compared Lonzo to Magic Johnson.
Yep, I remember that.
Right. Well, now he's comparing his son LaMelo to Michael Jordan.
That's
just going
better.
Right after the GOAT.
Well done. Might as well, right? If you're all in, be all in. Do not dance around the comparison. Just jump in and make it and let the chips fall where they lie. LeVar, way to go.
How often do you think Lonzo talks to LaMelo and just says, listen, just keep your head down.
Just roll with it.
It's going to happen no matter what. He's just going to keep talking all this. Because he's already came out and said like he doesn't want LaMelo to play with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Because, LaMelo's not a follower.
He's not a follower, right, on that team. Exactly. Don't listen to dad. Don't talk to him about it. He's never going to change. Just roll with it and do your own thing. And eventually you can just separate yourself from him and just be your own man in this league. Exactly. You know what? I remember saying this, man. He's bragged about his kids, but he could have three in the NBA, which is amazing.
He could.
Absolutely amazing.
But basically he is P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, that is true.
The NBA.
But let me ask you this. Do you have to be P.T. Barnum if you want to be, like, do you have to do this if you want to make your a name for you and your brand and your kids? Do you have to do this rather than being the quiet parents that go, we're just so blessed to have kids to be able to pursue their dreams, and we always told them if you work hard, good things will come. or if you want to make us make you know your presence felt, do you have to do these?
Well, there's two rules, right? I mean, you have LeVar Ball, who you know, like you said, through it all, he could have three sons in the NBA,
right?
Or you can be the Holiday family, who do have three sons right. in the NBA, and I have no idea who their parents are.
That's exactly right. And here's the other part of it, right? This is the thing. Why can't you just love the fact that somehow, some way, the universe has blessed you with three children that have gone on to the NBA? You can't just live with that. You have to make these awful comparisons and put pressure on them and make people laugh at them and make people think you're crazy and then in a way take it out on the kids, right? I mean, you know, Lonzo Ball is a great guy. He doesn't need that nonsense. LaMelo is, I'm sure, I don't know him personally, and I've never seen him in an interview or any of this. I'm sure he's a cool guy, but they don't need their dad's nonsense hanging over their heads and having people come after them because of the craziness of their dad.
I mean, it just be excited. I mean, like for the Holiday family, I mean, when you make for anybody, if you make a professional sports team, you're literally like in the top 1%.
Absolutely. Even maybe less than that. It's so funny. You can go to AAU tournaments at various parts around the country, watch the whole thing, and not one kid ever makes it to the NBA. You can see really good talent, and not one of them will get picked up in the NBA, right? And he's going to have three kids in the league? It's one of the hardest sporting leagues to get into, given the roster size.
But now that we expanded it to global.
Yeah. I mean, remember, the draft is two rounds. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Right? And some of the guys in the second round don't make the team. They got to go to the G League or whatever. I mean, give me a break. This guy's got it's not even close to good enough for him. He's got to make these stupid comparisons and make people go crazy.
You're right.
He can't help himself.
Now we have Magic Johnson in the league again, and we're going to have Michael Jordan back in the league soon.
That's right.
I'm just wondering who Jello's going to be. I guess Jello will be LeBron, right?
Jello will be LeBron. He's saving LeBron for the next one that comes around. Why not? Right? Hit the trifecta if you can. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. The Monday edition as we continue on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I'm glad you could be with us on the Sports Map Radio Network. It is Wake Up Call. Hey, you got some achy muscles and joints. Blue Emu, no chill, no burn, no odor. Those are three very important things when you're looking for an Emu oil brand. So get the number one selling Emu oil brand in America because it's made in America. They don't use capsaicin, that's chili peppers, for that sort of burn. And they don't use menthol. That's the ingredient responsible for the cold sensation. Look, I use it all the time. I move some stuff in the garage. Yeah, I'm getting up there in age. I get a little muscles and tired muscles and joints. Blue Emu heals them all up. Number one selling Emu oil brand in America. No chill, no burn, no odor. Blue Emu. So as we continue along on Wake Up Call this morning. So again, Major League Baseball rolling along. The bubble is beginning. NHL is starting this week as well in Toronto.
But such little buzz.
Little buzz. I know. They're doing a round robin thing to get into their tournament. Then they're going to play the Stanley Cup. But yeah, not as much. Look, we're not hearing some of the same things that we're hearing. Like their team's already there. Some of them working out. But we're not hearing the same kind of buzz like we are with the NBA. Like the NBA starts Thursday night, and people have been dying for this since
we've been watching scrimmages, and we've already been able to kind of pick apart like what the game looks like or make fun of it.
Right.
Like when we had the Nuggets call. I mean, yeah. Let's go Nuggets! And just saying, okay, you know, maybe we don't need that. But I do kind of like how they're trying to create a home court feel. I mean, though I know it's not a home court feel where it just... If it's the Celtics, they're a home team, then everything's kind of just green.
Yeah, they're trying to do that. Listen, I give all these people credit. They're trying to make it feel like, hey, look, when you kind of picture, when they said, look, we're going to be playing in front of nobody, didn't you just picture like some empty arena?
Of course.
Like bouncing, like the ball echoing throughout?
Well, they're literally
throughout.
Trying to make something out of nothing.
They're trying, like, they're giving you this wall. They're putting, you know, obviously some ads, but at the same time, some atmosphere to it. I think some of the energy that can come from the public address announcer, you saw it in baseball. It's not necessary, but it adds a little flavor to it. It's just like a couple spices to the dish. Again, you don't need it. I mean, you don't need to go, and now batting. You don't need that. But if you have it and somehow it comes through your television, it adds a little to the broadcast. When they do these NBA exhibitions, I've seen a couple, you don't feel like you're not watching, again, an empty arena with its, you know, and the ball bouncing and echoing through the cavernous, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that my biggest fear was just the squeaking. The right. Shoe squeaking. Oh, I was like, God, yeah. I mean, no fans, nothing cheering. All you're going to hear is just constant, and I was like, that's going to get annoying really fast.
And, like, even at the Summer League in Vegas, there's fans there and there are people there. Like, to be empty? But they've done a good job. They've had the right people say, what could this look like? What can we do? What can we do to make it so that people on TV aren't, like, feeling sorry for the players that they're playing in front of nobody? They're making it, there's an atmosphere there, and I think it's going to work. NHL might do the same thing. You might still feel like the presence is going to be there. Jake Asman Show coming up next. Thanks for joining us. It's Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.